let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Here comes the clown.
All right, one thing to clean up here before we get to Josh's top five.
Yes.
Which we're excited about today. Josh's top five things in sports that Nick hasn't seen before.
I hope he could find the ones that I haven't seen.
Which, for the record, let's keep track of this because later on in the program we can bring back that segment and Nick can watch all of these. So we can do that later.
And just have a sense of wonder about the entire thing.
Yeah.
But first of all, we very much appreciate John Bishop for corresponding with us from Detroit.
Yes.
And talking to the one and only Jason Green.
Jason Green.
Which was great. It was a great chat. There was some good stuff in there, and his emergence has been very key for Creighton this year, especially in that round of 32 game against Oregon. But John.
He messed up.
He messed up.
Which we appreciate him. That was a whole self-contained segment, and so he took us out of break. He threw it to break. But he tried to make a little funny towards the end.
He tried to make a
little
joke.
Tee-hee.
And he made a mistake because he said, get out of the pool and remember you can't eat for 30 minutes.
You can eat right away after you get out of the pool.
Many
you
are
could
saying,
even eat before you go into the pool. Mike, it doesn't matter.
Mike says, isn't the rule that you don't eat before you go into the pool? John emails in, what the hell is John talking about? The rule is no eating before swimming, not no eating after swimming.
Remember, guys, don't eat for 30 minutes when you get out of the pool.
Just in case people aren't aware, that's not a real rule.
It's an old wives' tale.
But he was trying to just recall the wives' tale.
Yeah.
And just a thing parents would tell their kids so they didn't throw up everywhere or poop everywhere like Cody.
John has responded, not for these guys. Their stomachs are way too full from all the pool water they drink. Nick loves drinking pool water.
I'm thirsty.
Luckily, the people at Circa have us all covered with these tiny baby bottles of water, but there's an endless amount of
there
them.
There is, thankfully.
Which
thankfully.
Is awesome. I am interested in the lobster corn dogs. I'm probably not particularly interested in the price, but I am interested in the lobster corn dogs.
Yeah, we still haven't we're trying to figure out how much. We need the I saw the menus, but those were at the cabanas downstairs. Mm. Haven't seen the menus up here.
All right, Josh, let's do this thing. I'm very excited to see your list of moments that Nick hasn't seen nor heard about.
Awesome.
I want to read a correspondence from Pedro.
Oh!
Earlier in the show, Pedro asked me what kind of cookies I would like. I answered, thinking, okay, I'll get those on Monday. No, they're here now, and they are warm.
Nice.
So thank you, Pedro. Also, there's other things here. I will read the note. Josh, here are the cookies my wife wanted you to have. Josh Peterson, I forgot I had this Beatles calendar for you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Pedro.
You're watching on Zone TV.
That's awesome.
It was in my suitcase, and I just forgot. I am old, so what can I say? I am also sending you guys a Baseball Hall of Fame book.
Oh my gosh.
That's cool.
Heroes of the Hall?
Yes. This is an older book like me, so you can be sure no one took steroids. Of course, they had a lot of other vices, but no steroids. I am sure John, Connor, and the Joshes can educate young Nick on all of the players in this book. I hope John brings luck to the Blue Jays in Detroit. Whoever came up with the Vegas trip is a genius. Have a safe trip and good luck in Vegas. Thanks, Pedro and Pedro's wife, Liz.
Thank you, Pedro and Liz.
Thank you, Pedro and Liz. Also,
thank you, Pedro and Liz.
Nick can read about Ty Cobb in that book. He can learn all the things
I'm aware of Ty Cobb.
You've heard of Ty Cobb, Nick? You've seen and heard about this?
Yes.
Great segue, because I was tasked this morning with creating a top five sports list that Nick has never seen.
I've never seen any Ty Cobb plays.
I don't know what Nick has seen and what he hasn't. Also, I didn't want to do sports throughout all of time, so I stuck to the last 24 years.
Since 2000.
Okay.
Not since 9/11, but since 2000.
2000. So I guess let's start with number five.
Gosh, come on. Take forever.
Number five.
It's in regular speed.
I know. I don't like it. It's so fast. It's so slow. I need the faster version.
No, it's normal.
Let's go to October 13th, 2003. This is the one thing on this list I think Nick might have seen. Pedro Martinez versus Don Zimmer.
Oh,
good one. Nick, do you know what he's talking about?
Was it the ALCS?
It was
the
ALCS.
Yes.
2003. Wait, you know about this?
I might.
Remember when he threw the old man to the ground?
No, so I don't know the details. I just know that I might have seen it just because I might have just been – it might have been on TV when I was a child and I just wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
So do you recall at all
– No.
An old man falling to the ground?
No.
Being thrown to the ground.
Now, there's two examples of this in baseball. There's Don Zimmer and there's also Tommy Lasorda, who had to avoid a flying baseball bat. He also was old and fell down in an All-Star game one year. But this one in particular is very, very good. Okay, there you go. You have to go back and watch. You just go to YouTube. And
that's the baseball of my youth, Nick. Yeah. I was a Red Sox fan for a couple of years.
God, I love Pedro Martinez.
Josh, are you going to send this list to us so we can go back and I can go to YouTube later?
I did actually think about sending a list to Connor, but I didn't want the top five to be spoiled. So I don't know.
No, after the fact, for sure.
Maybe when you're talking to Sybil, I can compile some YouTube clips.
Sybil.
Sybil Shepherd joins the show later.
Number 4.
So loud. So slow and loud.
It's so slow.
Let's go back to 2019. I'm almost positive, because Nick has said he does not like basketball and never will. Kawhi Leonard's buzzer beater.
This is a good one.
Well, I've never...
Do you know what that means?
Yes, Kawhi Leonard threw the ball, and it went into the net.
Shot the ball.
He was a right-handed shooter.
But this one was different. Because
it was very famous.
It went into the net, and they won.
I was watching Game of Thrones that night. I missed the game. Mike Schaefer was very mad at me.
In the Eastern Conference Finals.
It was the final season, though.
Was it in the Eastern Conference Finals or the semifinals?
Semifinals.
I think the Sixers
never made the finals with that roster.
Awesome. Great job on the process.
Good job
by them. Yeah. But Kawhi Leonard was in the corner, and it didn't look like he had a really good angle to shoot it, but he shot it anyway.
It's a very cool shot.
It hit the rim.
How many times?
And then it bounced very high, and then it hit the rim again, and then it hit the rim again, and then it hit the rim one more time.
And then it finally fell.
And then it went in.
Yeah.
Wow. This might have been the latest a shot has ever gone in post-buzzer all time.
Because of how many times it bounced. I believe Skip Bayless was very upset by this.
Was that
very
a series-clinching buzzer
beater?
It was a game seven buzzer beater.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. That's an important shot.
Nick, it is. So then they went to the Eastern Finals. I don't even remember who the Raptors played that year in the Eastern Finals, but then they went and they won the NBA Finals.
So it helped them
win a title.
Do you think the band Filter went to Kawhi Leonard and said, "Hey, man, nice shot"?
I don't get that reference.
It's a really funny joke. It's fine.
No,
all right.
No,
and then Kawhi is now overrated because
now Kawhi. Well, he's always injured and taking time off.
Raptors defeated the Bucks in that Eastern Conference Finals.
Thank you, Josh.
I had to look it up.
They got their revenge.
Now the Bucks are good.
The Go Bucks.
Three. Combination of 3 and 5.
Number 3.
Every one of these producer Josh's top fives got to have one for me. This is the one for me. Okay,
right.
I don't care what the rest of you yahoos say. January 8th, 2000, an AFC wildcard game between the Tennessee Titans and the Buffalo Bills. Every great football play has a name, Nick.
Yes.
This one is the Music City Miracle.
It's a cool name, but that sounds like a horrible game.
What do you
watch.
Think happens during the Music City Miracle?
Well, they're clearly at Tennessee.
Good. Uh-huh.
Very good.
Uh-huh.
I imagine they do a similar thing that they did with the Dolphins and come back to somehow win it by a point with 2 minutes left.
It's even more miracle-y than that.
Yeah, a kickoff return was lateraled across the field. There was much debate about whether it was a backwards pass. But then it was returned for a game-winning touchdown, and the Titans broke the hearts of Buffalo Bills fans everywhere. Matt Schick came to me with tears in his eyes.
Oh, sir. January 8th, not 2 days prior.
No.
When you said January, we all perked up.
Yeah. Oh, is it 2021? Was it the 6th? Oh, that was a very famous play.
It was a good play, Josh.
Mm-hmm. You know of this play.
Do I?
You think you know?
I mean, they show it like every January. Nick now watches the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I have to imagine you've seen it.
Interesting.
Yeah, many people still debate if it was a backwards lateral or not.
It seemed backwards.
I think it was right on the line, right?
It's as close as you can get, but there's no angle down the line.
You can't backwards.
Was it Wycheck that threw it?
That is correct.
Wycheck. Nice.
Frank Wycheck.
What a play.
Why not?
Here comes 2.
Number 2.
All right, Josh Peterson, your wheelhouse, college football.
Oh, yes. Which play is this going to be?
It's got to be the kick six, right?
Oh.
We will get to that.
Oh, okay. Spoiler alert.
The 2007 Fiesta Bowl.
Okay, yeah. Josh, when Happer and I came up with this topic, this was one of the three plays that immediately popped into my brain. Okay. Well, though, is it one play from that game, or are you going to give him two plays?
The whole ending.
The whole thing.
From one play to the other, that whole stretch.
I like the play in regulation better than the play in overtime.
I do as
for
that
the
is
record.
Called a hook and lateral.
Hook and ladder,
hook and
Nick.
Ladder. Hook and ladder.
Was 2007 the wonky year in college football?
Yes. This was the
season before.
This
it.
Was January of 2007.
Right.
Okay. Though it does kind of set up what was a very weird 2007. Also, famously on the call for that, the guy who was like, I don't know if I'll ever get to wear a headset again.
Tom Brenneman.
Oh, Tom Brenneman was on that game. No slurs from Brenneman.
Man of faith.
He has the ball.
At least not on the air. Left by Castellanos.
At least not on the air, Nick.
It's going to be a 4-0 ball game.
I love that meme.
That famously happened in Kansas City.
Oh, man.
Nick has seen that.
I have seen that.
Everyone's
seen that. I showed my girlfriend that the other day. She had no idea.
Look at Nick. Nick teaches sports.
Have you seen the minor league park that now has it written on the steps?
It's the Portland Pickles.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The Portland Pickles.
So funny.
That's awesome.
And then, by the way, Nick, so that happens in regulation, but then there's also a play in overtime called the Statue of Liberty that led to the player who scored the touchdown proposing to his now wife. Yeah. I think they're still together.
He drops back. He's got the football. And then he puts the football on his left hand instead of his throwing hand, and he hands it off to a guy behind him, and he scores a touchdown, wins the game, and proposes to his girlfriend.
Holy crap.
It's amazing.
That's awesome. January 1st, 2007. A lot of January plays.
And when football was great and the Fiesta Bowl was brought to you by Tostitos.
That's right. That not one was that for all crap. The Tostitos.
God. That was a better time in America.
It was. Not PlayStation or Vizio or
it was
an obstacle course one year, the Battle Frog Fiesta Bowl or something like that. I don't know.
Battle Toads?
No, I think it was Battle Frog, yeah. That's like a company, I guess.
Number one, what's it gonna be?
Well, I think it might have been spoiled.
It was not.
Oh.
Make it so, number one.
Number one.
So I guess before we reveal the actual number one, let's discuss the kick six.
I had seen the kick six.
I had assumed Nick had seen it.
Yes.
For the record, that is my favorite college football play that I have ever gotten to watch live.
Yes.
There is no play that I ever reacted to more viscerally that didn't involve Nebraska than that play. I love that play.
One that was close for me was Michigan State against Michigan on the punt.
Okay. That was amazing.
That elicited a similar reaction.
That's
for
a good one that Nick should watch too.
Yeah.
Trouble with the snap, and he's got the ball.
I was so mad because I'm a Harbaugh guy. I was rooting for Michigan.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I was cooking steaks. I was going in and out of my house cooking steaks watching that game.
I was in my grandparents' shop in Hastings, and I was like, whoa, what's going on?
What year was that?
That was
15. Mike Riley's first year.
2015?
Yeah.
By
12.
What month?
October.
October? I was playing video games.
So
I was probably playing Skyrim and watching Supernatural.
Classic Nick. Classic Nick.
All right, number one, Josh.
Number one. You guys are in Vegas for the large basketball tournament. How about Villanova's buzzer beater to win the national championship?
I bet Nick's seen it. Maybe he's probably subconsciously seen it.
I don't think so.
You cannot avoid that play in this month surrounding this tournament.
It's really cool because he just tosses it back to the guy. Like, the way in which that happens is so pretty.
It has a weird element to it as well, which gives it a little internet quality where everything goes boom afterwards and you can't hear anything. And Jay Wright just doesn't do anything.
No, he just goes and shakes. I want to shake his hand. Yeah. I want to shake his hand.
I want to shake your hand.
It's hard for me to know because we have ESPN on in the studio sometimes, and they just play a bunch of basketball plays and highlights, so I don't know what's what.
You have seen Chris Jenkins' shot.
Okay.
I really believe that.
That was a part. I remember a topic, Josh, that Bishop and I did on our show around that time, because that like whole year, 2016 into 2017, we had this amazing run of like great finishes at championships with like that game. You had obviously the Super Bowl comeback, the NBA Finals, the 3-1 lead with the block by LeBron James.
I did consider putting the block on this
the
list.
Block is, man, that play is so good.
Block by James!
Block by James! Yeah. And then it's freaking Kyrie. I was so mad. I was rooting for the Warriors pretty hardcore that year.
Mike says, tell Nick about the Mario Chalmers in Kansas. That's 2018.
Also a
I'm familiar with this one.
Yeah. That's a really good one.
I mean,
one.
We could tell Nick about Ali Farouk Benesh as well.
That's another good
probably
one.
Probably doesn't get that.
What a name. Yeah.
Josh,
I would remember that one.
I was wanting to put the 06 Rose Bowl on here, but I didn't really know like what play, just him sticking the ball over the, like.
Yeah,
that classic Vince Young play.
Yeah, you'd almost have to just say, like, the game.
Yeah.
Because that, in my opinion, is the best college football game.
Without the context of what was on the line, I don't know if Nick would appreciate it.
4th and 5, national championship on the line.
Mustache Adam says that Michigan State, Michigan punt fumble was McDonough at his finest. When he just squeaked everywhere.
It's so good. It's so good.
We don't appreciate McDonough enough.
Yeah,
no,
McDonough.
We do not.
See, it's funny, Josh.
Get him back to the College World Series.
When Josh first said he was going to do one for me, I actually thought he was going all the way back to the early 90s when McDonough was on the call for the Braves win over the Pirates in the NLCS. I thought that's what he was going to do, but instead he gave us – I like the Music City Miracle. That's a good play.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, the Music City Miracle. Nick is now vibing all of a sudden.
They just went from Sugar Ray – to Joy Wave, and I like that.
Okay, all right, so thanks for listening to the segment devoted to you, Nick.
Yeah, geez.
I've been listening. I've been paying attention.
Well, you now have some homework for after the
Trouble
show.
With the snap.
You can vlog yourself watching these things.
Send the list. Send the list
Send
of the plays.
The list.
You know what's another
when the boys
just
are
another
talking
random
to Sipple,
one?
I'll get them together.
Perfect. Yeah. What about the one, the Reggie Bush against Fresno State when he runs towards the sideline and then stops and then he runs the exact opposite way and he scores the touchdown? Nick, Reggie Bush in a game versus Fresno State as a senior? No, he's a junior. 500 total yards. Kick returns, punt returns, catching, receiving. He was so good.
When Reggie Bush jumped over that guy?
That
Reggie
was
Bush flipped over that
what
guy?
What about in the Rose Bowl when he randomly lateraled the ball for no reason?
So just was Reggie Bush the dog guy?
What?
That's Michael Vick.
That's Michael Vick.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. I get players
That's
and things
awesome.
Mixed up. Did Reggie Bush ever do anything problematic?
Well, I mean, he got his Heisman taken away, but it wasn't really that much of a problem.
Now what he did.
That was an NIL thing?
Well, he got a house. Someone bought his parents a house.
Yeah.
It's stupid that he got. Yeah, so he doesn't have a Heisman because of that. Yeah. It's pretty dumb.
That is pretty dumb.
O.J. Simpson has a Heisman.
Oh, interesting.
And they still let him keep it.
They keep his Heisman.
Something arguably, allegedly more problematic.
Technically, I would say O.J. was acquitted.
Does O.J. still get invited to the Heisman thing?
What a question. Topic alert. Great question.
We have to know a Heisman voter who can answer this question for
us,
right?
Does O.J. get something in the mail every year that says, please join us at our annual ceremony?
By the way, he lives here. He lives in Vegas. Yeah. I have an O.J. story that I don't think I should tell on the air. I'll tell it off the air, though.
Exciting.
I'm sorry to our listeners.
O.J. famously went to Vegas one time.
Yeah,
he was found guilty of that.
Did you just say we should get O.J. on the show?
As a joke.
He does that podcast every week.
Yeah, pass. With no puffs.
I do want to ask him if he gets invited to the Heisman ceremony.
That's the one question we have for O.J.
There you go. Let me book him.
All right, perfect.
All right,
ask him if he's down.
Ask him if he's down.
O.J., are you down?
Oh, don't ask him that.
Josh says the Warren Morris home run. McDonough was on the call for that one, too.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
In the College World Series. Yeah. He's like Patrick Mahomes of announcers.
Does this guy just like to squeak?
He does. His voice
when
squeaks.
He gets really excited. Yeah. He gets squeaky.
Which is good. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I love
like
McDonough.
Emotive announcers.
I think my dad's met Sean McDonough before. He was in town for like some golf outing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congrats to your dad.
Yeah. Shout out to my dad.
Now they're playing MGMT.
Okay. Here's the one thing I was able to find very quickly on OJ and the Heisman. He did submit a ballot for the 2017 season.
He gets a vote still. That's right.
Who won it in 2017?
Great
I don't
question.
Remember.
Can we look at OJ's
Would
ballot?
Would you be honored or a little creeped out if OJ's the one that voted for you?
Baker Mayfield, by the way.
Oh, duh. Yeah. Baker
oh, well, he does year. Like fantasy football updates on Twitter all the time. And I've heard like current players in the league say, like, keep my name out your mouth. Like, don't talk about me on your fantasy football team.
Because they don't want it to come up on Google
when they
Google O.J. Simpson and that person, whoever it is. All right. Josh, great list. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
I can't wait to do homework.
That is the top five for Nick, the best sports plays that Nick has never seen.
I haven't.
We'll be back with more. Sipple will join us here in the next 15 or 20 minutes. He'll still be amazed by us. We have some topic alerts.
Yes, we do.
Many things that we could still get to on a Friday edition of the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. But first, a quick reminder from our friends from the FanDuel Sportsbook, and myself included, say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tournament. It's whether you're betting on a one seed or an upset. Now, hopefully you haven't bet on the one seed that is currently at home, which is North Carolina. It's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So take a look at our slate tonight. If you want to bet on the Jays on the money line around plus 150 or you want to bet on them +3.5, you are welcome to do so. A $5 bet, and if you win it, you get $200 in bonus bets. It is that easy. $200 to use on point spreads, money lines, and who is going to win it all. Head to FanDuel.com/app or bet on college hoops all the way until they cut down the nets. 21 and over, present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is now withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-BETS-OFF.